Luke places this parable at the end of a section where the Lord himself is predicting the end, ultimately the end of the world. Many of his images applied to the destruction of Jerusalem, which was the end of our world. That was the end of the Jewish people as the chosen people. They were now called to be part of the body of Christ, a much greater privilege. See, whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses it will save it. And then he goes on to talk about that. Now, immediately after that, we have this parable. And the parable is about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. And the context is persecution. Pray for justice. Justice is a good thing. We can surrender our rights for the good of others. But we have to pray unceasingly. Right now, if you just read the newspaper, God, I don't read the newspaper. And I picked up one when we were on convocation. Every article in that newspaper was about some crime or some malfeasance of some type. Everyone. Not even any attempt to analyze what's going on in the world, analyze the movements, nothing. One guy was fined $93 million. Can you imagine? I mean, the amount of dishonesty involved. And I thought, no wonder the world is in chaos. I mean, you're beset all day with the TV, I don't own one, or the newspaper, which I don't read. And I see now why, to preserve my sanity and to be spiritually alert to what's going on and to pray for it. How many of our brothers and sisters right now are being persecuted? And in our own dear country, trying to get rid of DOMA, trying to get rid of this, trying to get rid of that. Don't you see it? It's happening. That's why our Lord said, you have got to pray for justice. Not just for yourselves, but for everybody. And you've got to pray with confidence and perseverance. Even when it seems that God isn't paying attention. My Father is paying attention. And so, it's almost humorous. They go as far as to say, lest she finally come and strike me. The text really says, you know, it's a term from boxing. You know, she's going to pummel me. She's going to give me a black eye. It's not like come and strike me, you know. It comes from boxing. This widow is mad because she's not receiving justice. And she should receive justice. So pray, pray, pray. We've got to wake up. This parable is meant to tell us you will be treated unjustly. You may even go to prison. The Lord predicted, right? You'll go to prison. You'll be brought before magistrates, you know. It can happen. And he's saying, pray. Now, pay attention to what the dishonest just judge says. The dishonest judge. Well, then, will not God, my Father, you see, secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Secure the rights. Yeah, there were many martyrs. Wonderful. And some of us might be martyrs. But, you see, that means we're surrendering our rights to have a decent, peaceful life, you know, serving God and preaching the gospel. Will he be slow to answer them? No. He's our Father. I tell you that he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. One form of justice is to take them into the beatific vision. That's justice. You died for me, I died for you. Now come, let's live together forever. Then the challenge comes. When the Son of Man comes, will he find, and our text says, teen pistin, the faith on earth. Is anybody going to be believing? Is anybody going to be caring? Is anybody going to be fighting to get a real prayer time in every day? Is anybody going to be preaching the gospel? Or is everybody going to get so discouraged, so frightened, that they just keep the trap shut and hope for the best? It'd be a big temptation. When he comes, will he find the faith on earth? He will in certain people, won't he? You can almost pick them out now. The ones who are living, you know, a very profoundly Christian life and care. The kind of people who are walking up and down in front of the abortion clinic. Those are the people. Will he find faith on earth? So what about us? I do think we're called as a community to take this parable very seriously. Pray, Lord God, Father Almighty, give us justice in this world, us meaning us Christians. I mean, the movement of darkness is not slow. I have no idea what's going to happen at this election, whether it's even going to be an honest election, or whether Chicago will flip it like it did the Kennedy election. We have responsibility to the community, to the families, to encourage one another to get really serious about our prayer and about our faith, and to call out for justice. All this manipulation, all this stuff, all this Doma debate, all the rest of it, you know, this is injustice. We don't know whether God could just, when he could, stop it. How many people are suffering? And if it goes through, then all the work of 30-some-odd states to preserve marriage will be obliterated. Because now it'll be national law that there is no defense of marriage. So I think we have to wake up. I was reading this and thinking, gosh, this is a very daring parable. Does God seem to be unwilling to help out? No, of course not. Who do you think is stirring us up to pray? God. He needs prayer on earth. He needs the faith on earth. And that has to be in our hearts, in human hearts. So that there's a foundation in this world. Huh? As that first text said, we're going to quit right now. You see, your old, all-powerful Logos leapt down and did God's will like a fierce warrior. And he led the people out. Now our responsibility is greater because we're not an isolated chosen people. We're the body of Christ commissioned to take care of the world. So I encourage you to look at this parable today. And Jesus is promising, my Father will hear you, But you've got to pray for justice, and not just for yourself. And my Father will hear you. So let's pray to the Father.